Hi everyone, I'm Christine Day and it's great to be with you, and you are listening to blogtalkradio.com/ChristineDayOnline, and I'm so looking forward to spending this time with you today. You know, it has been the most intense time, I don't know about you, but since the energies that have shifted since the September 14th on this planet, nothing has been the same, and it's like creating a lot of upheaval and feelings of just not knowing what's going on. And here I am up in Grand Marais, and there's this incredible golden haze all over our land as the leaves begin to change color, and as they start to fall, and it feels like there's a golden light that's really mirroring the pure energies of God light that is now embracing all of us on this earth plane. I feel so excited and joyful by the currents that are being created on the earth plane by this unfolding light. And the sun's rays are really mirroring the powerful essence of purity that have come onto the planet since the shift in mid-September. So in all of that, I do hope you're all doing well, that you're really spending time focused in your own heart, assimilating this energy consciously, and that you are continuing to staying focused on just really letting go and letting go and letting go into this incredible new energetic framework that has opened up here on the earth plane. And this energy, this essence, is bringing a collective consciousness, a collective flow between us all. So it's really about breathing and letting go as we're aligned through to the higher realm components of our sacred aspects through the heart. But simultaneously, we're being propelled into a very unknown setting. And we're being moved into our destiny. And that's what we've said yes to, is experiencing that now. So I want to remind myself and you of that everything is in hand. Even if there is no understanding, no recognizable setting, and it's about just letting go and feeling ourselves, each of us is being held and supported through this space of this transitioning phase. And the Pleiadians are really sharing with me that there are further expanded shifts coming, and we will have a building of intensity of our illusion leading into the new year. And the only thing we need to do is to stay focused within our own hearts, moving into our own unique transformation and transmutation. So it's about letting go and letting go and letting go. So I just want to support each one of you in that. And what I am feeling is this huge gratitude for my own life. And you know, the Pleiadians have really almost highlighted this for me, is how I have co-created my experience right now in my life, and how important that is, and how important it is that I own my creation and own my life, not comparing it to other people, but to really open my awareness and open into the gratitude of what's in my own life. And as we align to that which is right in front of us, not what we want in our ego minds, but that which is right in front of us, whether it's a challenging time or a glorious time, but just to totally own that. And as we open up to that gratitude, it allows each one of us to receive a higher blessing. And this is the time for our blessings to be returned to us. So we need to open up and let go, celebrating our paths, just moving deeply and engaging deeply with all that is created, that we have created for ourselves, not regretting any experiences or decisions, but be a witness to all that you've experienced and open to the revelations that are about to be unveiled to you on your own path. This is so essential right now. And I just want to honor myself, honor you for everything that we have gone through. It's been a lot. And I celebrate and open to this moment in my path. And I really witness you in that too. So let's take a conscious breath and let go. Ashapa ine al, eshe om, eshe om, eshe o. That's it. I want you to hold your heart, breathe and let go, and open into the conscious breath aligning right through the heart space. And let's take a look at what's coming up. Exciting, the broadcast, the October broadcast is finally out, and it's available. And, you know, this has been a really monumental step for Elisa and I because the energies have been so intense up on our land. And for us to go up and create the broadcast was huge. So much energy that we almost really couldn't even make our way into doing the broadcast until now. But, you know, there is so much love there for us on the land within the galactic receiving station, but the energy and the essence is huge, and I just feel very grateful that we were given really the gift of being able to transmit this broadcast out to you, and it was done with a lot of love and commitment from Elisa and I. So I just want to say that because it's challenging times. It's challenging times because the energies are transforming. The land is transforming. We are transforming. So just, you know, being able to stabilize and find ourselves within that space and feel the incredible vast support from the galactic community, the Pleiadians, the Lemurians, and to bring that broadcast out to you means a lot to Elisa and I. And we're given the grace to be able to do that. So I just want to extend that out and know, and you know, it's on and up, and I hope you enjoy it, and just it comes with all our love and commitment with our paths. We also have the Pleiadian Seminar November 2nd, 3rd and 4th. That's a Saturday, Sunday, Monday from Bloomington, Minnesota. This is at the, the Crown Plaza in Bloomington. And this program is probably the most powerful and profound program I've ever channeled through in all the years. And the Pleiadians say, come and forge a new path, a new pathway of light to yourself. So the Pleiadians bring a series of profound initiations for you to reconnect to your Merkaba body. Now, let's talk about what that Merkaba body is. And they call it, it's like a rotating light that carries the human body and spirit from one multidimensional plane to another. Your Merkaba body is made up of a pure crystalline liquid light, and it's always been in place, but it hasn't been connected to this physical body. And now is the time for that to take place. So as this crystalline pure liquid light bursts within you, it will naturally anchor and interact through physical sites in your body, the sacrum, the spinal fluid, the brainstem, the pineal, and your multidimensional heart. So your Merkaba body is a natural aspect of your multidimensional higher self. And during these initiations, areas of your brain that have not been actively utilized in this lifetime are going to reopen. The brain synapses are going to expand. That's part of your central nervous system. And it will enter an electrical redesign. all the cells within your physical body will kind of go through being switched on, aligning you to a different multidimensional perspective. And as you are led, birthed into this expanded reconnection to your multidimensional nature, you'll align to what the Pleiadians call the sacred sixth sense, which will unveil aspects of your higher self, aligning you to a new perspective of truth and enabling you to live that truth in your day-to-day living. So just understand that this process will allow you to move and align into a deep remembering process within the higher realms. So this is going to be an amazing process, a sacred process that will allow you to begin to operate from a much higher, clearer space of light. And you will realign naturally to your higher realm consciousness of your own God light. So I know this is going to be a very sacred process, November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. The energies are amazing. We're working with amazing sacred patterning that I've channeled through. They're beautiful, pure essences that will open up your brain synapses and align you to another multidimensional experience. We have the Pleiadians, the Lemurians, the galactic community, the spiritual realms, which are the masters, the light beings, and the angels with us, and of course, Jesus Christ and Mother Mary. This is going to be a very sacred time. So I'm incredibly excited and filled with tremendous gratitude to be part of this amazing 3-day Pleiadian seminar. There is an audio class available. It will be for the same cost of attending in a physical capacity and working with the vortex, because the multidimensional energetics are the same. So if you want to be part of the audio class, you need to apply because it's selection only. But it would be wonderful to see you there in person. This is November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Let's take another conscious breath and let go. Ashapta ina. Ashe om, ashe om, ashe om. Just breathing and letting go. That's it. Just allowing the full alignment right into your heart space. We're going to be expanding that because the energies on this planet are going to transform tremendously over October, November, accelerating into December. So your heart energy, that heart connection, is everything. We're going to open up to a message from the Pleiadians. And what I want you to do is hold your heart and take another conscious breath and let go. Beloved ones, we greet you. Change is continuing to flow across your earth plane. There is a building of an expansive vibrational light that is anchoring deeper on a multidimensional level within your planet. The sacred sites throughout Earth have formed a powerful web, creating balanced life forms within your communities to support your rapid transmutation and transformation. There is a sacred redesign underway. And we, the Pleiadians, are working as part of a universal team to open clarity and understanding to you now. The clarity supports you, enables you to be self-empowered, to actively choose to work in alignment with these new light frequencies within your heart center. These multidimensional vibrational forms designed to interact with the natural forces, creating stabilization of your multidimensional structures within your earth plane. there are a series of powerful shifts within the grid lines. We're likening these to earthquakes in the way they're reconfiguring your Earth's magnetic frequency and creating a higher electrical pulse into your brain synapses. These shifts are set to continue to build in intensity right through New Year. And your planet is destined to continue to evolve and expand through a series of vibrational light of momentum that's building. It's like a wave, creating a series of forms being reestablished on Earth. These are sacred forms that you'll begin to perceive within the sky, light forms appearing which carry the Christ energy that is transmitting a divine love. It's being reintroduced within the community of Earth, love to forge new pathways of reconnection between you and everyone else. Know that your heart has a limitless capacity to fully engage with this divine love. A large aspect of your makeup is love. Your higher consciousness self was conceived in love. It is time for you to return to your roots. You consciously choose to re-engage by calling forth the vibrational frequency of the flow into your heart. There's a sacred call going out to all of you to open to this essence of love. This is a time for the maturing of your heart. This love is being interwoven through your planet during this awakening phase. You can expect an energetic birth between your earth and the heavenly bodies to accelerate within the early new year. You are part of this birthing process. At this juncture, there will be a profound new component of light infiltrating Earth, bringing those of you on the path, the birthing of a new vision and understanding. Through your hearts, a collective consciousness of those of you who are awake will come into an evolutionary shift between you. You'll collectively become awake and aware of this new energetic flow. Changes are taking place within your own physical and energetic systems. These redesigns are going to bring you into an alignment which allows you to fully engage within the sacred openings on the earth plane. Know that the receptors within your brain are a natural part of your multidimensional nature. The opening of these receptors actively will engage within your heart, allowing you to access the higher vibrations of love that are coming onto the planet. As you utilize this vibrational light, there will be a transmutation process within your own heart self. You are being birthed right now. You are designed to propel, being propelled deeply within the higher realms of consciousness, so that you can accept this new imprint that is entering the planet at New Year. This is a critical time for you to prepare yourself on so many levels so that you can launch yourself into another aspect of your awakening. This is the moment for you to take a conscious next step. You have further work to accomplish. There's a need for you to consciously engage within your human element in preparation for the next step, aligning to your human element, celebrating your humanness, breathing and letting go. You need to give yourself permission to express the feelings, to allow yourself to feel deeply without any judgment, which will set yourself free. There is renewal taking place. Your light from the higher realms enters the cells of your heart. You begin to be feeling liberated. You become changed. You will never return to the same experience. You choose to let go of the old way of being. This process of your life is a sacred journey. You have said yes to playing an essential role now. Understanding the two distinct aspects of your humanness and your sacred aspect. You have come here to have a human experience and at the same time to allow the awakening of the spiritual, the higher realm journey. Your ongoing process with this journey, you begin to create an inner liberation for yourself. Know that you alone can let go and allow the vastness of yourself to birth. Use the conscious breath and let go and move into the enormous potential that exists for you to shift old patterns, old limitations, and align through your heart to your sacred nature. This is self-empowerment. This is the time for you to begin to understand this part of your journey on earth, embracing your humanness and embracing the sacred nature of yourself. This is a step-by-step process. Each moment, you consciously and choose to engage with the sacred aspect of yourself. The veils are thin and your higher self is fully intact, waiting for you just beyond the fourth dimensional veil. This sacred part of you is supporting you in your life right now, and you access it through the heart. This destiny is giving you access, engaging now with your higher self. Move towards becoming the plane, letting go of the mountain and allowing your spiritual nature from the higher realms to open and allow the amazing access to your enlightenment process. This is your time to open and receive your vastness. Open and allow the revelations through your own heart. Blessings, the Pleiadians. This energy and this time is unlike any other. And I want to acknowledge each one of you right now for your own vastness that exists within your heart. Remember, your ego mind, no matter what it says, doesn't understand your sacred heart. And it cannot interfere with your alignment to your heart. It can speak about how you can't do it, but it cannot interfere with your reconnection to the higher realms through your heart. So we're going to work in the transmission today, allowing yourself to be taken into these new realms of activity, allowing yourself to receive all that you are in this moment. So bringing both hands to your chest, and breathing and just letting go. Just feel the pressure and the warmth of your hands on your heart and take another conscious breath and let go. Kia. Take a conscious breath and let go right into your hands on your heart. Claiming your heart. This is your vastness, your multidimensional tool that exists right here within your heart space. That's it. Breathe and let go. Is just open up on another level if you can and take one more conscious breath and just let go. Shapta ine. And then gently start to take your hands outwards off the physical heart. Allow your awareness as you bring your hands outwards, your palms are facing each other. Let your awareness move within the space. and use the conscious breath and let go right within this space. Ashata ine'a. Eshe om eshe o. Eshe om. Just take one more conscious breath and let go. Ashata ine'a. That's it. Let your awareness open within the space between both palms. Take one more breath and just let go. Ashata. Ashata I. That's it. As you bring your awareness right into the space between your hands, see, sense, or feel a doorway beginning to open up. Whether you see, sense, or feel this, let your awareness move into the doorway and feel yourself being drawn, received within the space. That's it. Use the conscious breath and let go. And feel yourself being received by the essence of the light that's opening up all around you. That's it. Let your awareness open. Take another conscious breath and just let go, allowing your awareness to interact somehow within the light. Breathe and let go. Allow your awareness to expand further. Let your hands open up further through the space. That's it. Now take another breath and let go. Whether you see, sense, or feel the light flowing within the space, it's creating an expanded opening as you take another conscious breath and let go. Ashata ine'a. Eshe om, eshe om, eshe o. That's it. Now open your awareness outwards. And you're going to bring a sound right into the space of the light, just listening to the sound. Take another breath and let go, right to the opening. Now just receive my sound. Don't make the sound, just receive it right now. Sianne. That's it, let your awareness open within the essence of the space of life that's beginning to open, whether you see, sense, or feel it. I'm going to bring the sound in once more. Just let the sound, my sound, flow through the space. Sianne. Now let your awareness open a little further into the experience. Take one more conscious breath and let go. And as you do, it's like you're being drawn deeper within the space of the light. Let your awareness open. Breathe, let go as you witness, see, sense the light. That's it. Opening your awareness as the light becomes somehow more brilliant. That's it. Let your awareness open and breathe and just let go. Ashata ine'a. That's it. Now you're going to bring your sound now. Sianne. Like an echo right through the space where you find yourself. Just allow it to come in. Three sounds now. Sianne. Sianne. Take a breath, let go through the space, and let your awareness expand into the essence of the light. You're going to bring the sound in again, right to the space where you find yourself. Sianne. Sianne. That's relax. Now let your awareness expand further. Take one more conscious breath and just let go. Ashata ine. That's it. Ashata I. That's it. Now bring the sound again. Si ane. Just once more. Right through the space. Filling the space. Si. That's it. Now take one more breath and let go. And let your awareness move deeper within the experience of the light. Whether you see, sense, or feel its essence, take another conscious breath and breathe right into the experience of what is in front of you and open your awareness. That's it. Now take a conscious breath and just let go. Ashata ine'a. That's it. Now, wherever you find yourself right now, you're going to bring the sound, si ane, right to the space. Si ane. That's it. Let your awareness open. Now, take one conscious breath and let go into the space that you find yourself. Just let go. Breathe and let go. Breathe and let go. That's it. Now let your awareness open and fill the space. And breathe once more. Ashata ine'a. That's it. Claiming this space within the vastness of your heart. Ashata ine'a. Eshe om. Eshe o. Eshe o. That's it. Now, gently, you're going to bring your hands back to your heart cells. But as you do, the essence, the flow of this light, the brilliance, is going to flow as you bring your awareness right into your heart cells. Gently, slowly bringing your hands and your awareness to rest on the chest. And as you do, you bring back the incredible, brilliant light, whether you see, sense, or feel it, it's flowing and flooding into your heart cells. Ashata ine'a. Eshe om. Eshe o. Eshe o. That's it. Take. Open your awareness through your heart cells. Take another breath and let go. Breathe and let go. As you let go into the space within your heart cells, the space expands. The cells, the light floods the heart cells. Take another breath and let go. And let your awareness open up right to the cells of your heart. Ashata ine'a. Eshe om. Eshe om. Eshe om. That's it. You're doing just great. Just breathing, feeling your hands, your awareness coming right into the cells of your heart. And that energy is flowing right through your body. That's it. Breathing and letting go. Kiyo. Complete this process, you reposition yourself within your heart cells, your multidimensional heart. This is your time to shine forth the light rays from the inner chamber of your heart and be witnessed. And know you can work with this process we've just done again by accessing the archives on www.blogtalkradio.com/Christine Day Online. And know that I honor you and bless you in your process. I honor you and all that you are in this moment. So be it. I look forward to being with you again on the next show. I send blessings and I open up to allow the fullness of myself and the fullness of yourself in this moment of time to collectively align in the oneness of our God light. So be it.